In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 11, this is letter number 3684. And this is Baruch Hashem, dated the 29th of Tammuz, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Bavracha. Again, you know, the Rebbe wanted people not only to write to him when they have problems. The Rebbe also wanted people to write good news, so they should make the Rebbe happy. And the Rebbe says, if you wouldn't wait till you have bad news, then maybe the news wouldn't be so bad, because you're always waiting. Maybe just, the Rebbe says, it's a shame. The Rebbe says, Chaval. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 24th day of Tammuz, and it's a shame that you wait for writing till there'll be something upsetting, God forbid, and you, that's when you write. The Rebbe says, but if you, the idea, you have to love thy fellow, this is also a logical mitzvah, to make somebody else feel good, especially as Rabbi Akiva said, that this is a great principle of the Torah. It's actually the basis of all the Torah, is to love. To loving another Jew is something which is very important. As also the Elder Hillel, he told that convert that came to convert to him, and he wanted him to teach the whole Torah on one foot. So what did he tell him? He tell him one thing. He says, what's hateful to you, don't do to your friend. And that's the saying of Hillel. And explained in the Tanya chapter 32, how come this is the whole Torah. Over there it explains that that the whole Torah was given basically to elevate you to a little bit of a higher level. And the reason there is disagreements and the reason that people don't get along is because they get caught up in the nitty-gritty, small little stuff, and that their bodies are sort of separate. But the Torah was given to make the soul the main. And the soul, we're not that particular. We don't care so much. And therefore, it's explained in Lamed in there why this is the basis of the whole Torah. Also in the Sefer HaMitzvot Samach Tzedek, Mitzvot Ahavas Yisrael. So you see how important loving their fellow. So the Rebbe says, why do you wait to only write me negative or things that are upsetting? You should have written letters when there were happy occasions. And then the Rebbe said, actually, if you took advantage of writing the happy occasions, that would have diminished the necessity of writing letters in the above category, and in the category that, upsetting category. Basically, the Rebbe says, write good stuff. If you write good stuff, automatically will diminish having to write about bad stuff. Then he writes to the Rebbe. He was involved in the Free Loan Society. He was working very hard. In the end of his letter, he writes, he works very hard. Oved ani kashe meod, I work very hard. And what does he do? He has this free loan fund, and that is based on the name of our holy ones, those are who perished, I guess it was in World War II. In their memory, he had this fund, and he is the one that runs it, and he works very hard at it. So the Rebbe says, this is a contradiction from the beginning to the end. You're contradicting yourself by saying you're working very hard for something which is so important. The Rebbe says working very hard, connotation is that you're not so happy with what you're doing. That's when it's hard. When things are difficult, but you're enjoying, you appreciate what you're doing, then they're not really hard, the Rebbe says. If you're working for Gemilus Chasodim in the act of kindness, it is impossible that it should be difficult, because you get a tremendous soul satisfaction by knowing that you're helping out, that you're helping people. You see, the Rebbe says vividly, that hard work really means if you don't want to do it, even easy work, that if you're not happy with it, it becomes difficult. You don't want to do it. What is hard is not so much what the effort is, it has more to do, difficulty has more to do whether you like it or you don't like the work. So the Rebbe says, when you work and you enjoy and you have an inner will doing acts of kindness, helping people, that adds to the health of your soul and it adds health to your body. So the Rebbe says, don't say it's hard. It's not hard. It shouldn't be hard. You know, you're doing tremendous, great work. The Rebbe says, reflect for a minute, even for a very little. The verse says, Malve Hashem Choinen Dal. Basically, it means you are giving a loan to God by gracing the poor person, by helping the poor person. It's actually considered a loan to Hashem to help the poor person. Think about what you're doing. When you're helping these people, especially if you take into consideration, our sages tell us that helping people with a loan is even greater than charity. Because charity is only for the poor. But a loan will help even those who are okay, but they need now either to do a business or whatever, they need some money right now, helping them with a loan is even greater than tzedakah. If you will reflect, even for a moment, about the tremendous good privilege, what it is, you will be so happy on your lot, your good lot, every day that the divine supervision chose you to help Jewish people in the time of their need. You are the vehicle, you are the pundit, you are the one that is helping people. Don't be upset about it. You should, don't say it's hard. Be excited about it. And the Rebbe blesses him for long days and good years. You should be successful in this pillar. We know the world stands on three pillars. Torah, Avodah and Gemilus Chasadim, an act of kindness. In serving the community, Sheirut HaTzibur, that should be in addition that you are also for surely occupied in the other three, in all the three pillars of HaTorah, Avodah and Gemilus Chasadim as an individual. But this is your public stance. The Rebbe says, don't complain. Don't make it hard. Do it with excitement. Realize what a privilege you have to helping people, helping them in the time of need, giving them a loan. That's even such a great mitzvah. You're loaning Hashem. Do it from an inner enjoyment, and this helps your health of the soul and helps and adds to the health of the body. The Rebbe says, as you requested, all those you write about them, I will mention them on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. May the blessed Hashem help you, succeed you to give good news in all of the above with a blessing. So here the Rebbe, he apparently kvetched to the Rebbe how hard it is. He was doing some great work. And the Rebbe tells him, basically, you're doing such phenomenal work. Do it with simcha, because what you're doing is so amazing that you should be happy that you're doing it. And the Rebbe blesses him with much success.